Since voters legalized recreational pot in 2012, marijuana has become big business here in Washington state. Last year, sales of legal marijuana reached more than $1 billion. Despite the growth, people of color are left out. Less than 10% of current licensed retailers and producers are minorities. Stigma has a lot to do with that. When Joy Hollingsworth and her brother Raph decided to grow pot, they told only a few friends and family about it. Joy says growing up, pot was taboo.
My parents and my grandmother have always been big on education, especially our grandmother with early education with Head Start and so forth. And so when Raph had approached us about the cannabis thing, the first thing I thought was, oh my gosh, you know, what are people going to think of us? Now I could care less what people think of us. I'm, you know, older, it doesn't matter. But that, you know, we were very hesitant to come out to say, hey, this is what we're doing. And so I think as the country continues to legalize marijuana, it becomes less and less taboo.
You know, the funniest response I've gotten in the most supportive community is from church. I can believe that. Yep. First day of me on 14th. That's like the oldest black church in the region. Yeah. And that would be, you know, the most conservative black community. And they're like, yeah.
That was Raft Hollingsworth with his sister Joy of Seattle's Central Area. You can hear more of their story later today on KUW's All Things Considered. It airs from 3:30 till 6:30.